This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. The European Union has fined Microsoft a whopping $1.3 billion for charging rivals too much for software information. EU regulators slapped Microsoft with a fine today, saying the company charged, quote, unreasonable prices until last October to software developers who wanted to make products compatible with the Windows operating system. Microsoft immediately contested the fine, saying these issues have since been resolved and the company is now working to make its products more transparent. The fine is the largest ever for a single company and the first time the EU has penalized a business for failing to obey an antitrust order. In other business news, luxury car maker BMW says it will cut another 5,600 jobs by the end of the year, bringing the total number of planned layoffs to 8,100. The company announced it would make cuts earlier this year in order to increase the rate of return on the cars it manufactures. To this country now, the U.S. Senate has voted overwhelmingly in favor of debating a bill about a timetable for troop withdrawal from Iraq. The bill would require the Bush administration to start removing troops from Iraq in 120 days and to cut funding for battlefield deployments. While Senate Republicans remain opposed to any timetable, they say they want to use the open debate as a chance to talk about recent successes in Iraq. Florida officials today are still trying to figure out why a glitch at a power substation triggered a massive blackout yesterday that cut electricity to millions across South Florida. Here's NPR's Greg Allen.
The power outage hit shortly after 1 p.m. Tuesday. Officials with Florida Power and Light say protective devices should have isolated the problem at the substation. Instead, the failure there immediately tripped the shutdown of a nuclear power plant south of Miami. When that plant with its twin reactors went offline, it triggered a series of outages that spread as far north as Tampa and Daytona Beach. In Miami, the blackout's main impact was on traffic. With traffic lights out and people leaving work early, much of the city went into gridlock. Power companies across the state worked quickly to restore electricity. FPL says it's investigating what caused the fire and why it triggered the regional blackout. A federally regulated agency, the North American Electric Reliability Council, says it will also look at the outage and make recommendations on how to avoid similar disruptions in the future.
NPR's Greg Allen reporting.
Don't know much about history.
Alas, it's true. According to a new survey, American teenagers are living in, quote, stunning ignorance when it comes to basic history and literature. An advocacy group called Common Core commissioned a phone survey and released results yesterday. In the survey, 1,200 17-year-olds were called in January, and they were asked to answer 33 multiple-choice questions read to them aloud. One in four didn't know when Columbus sailed the ocean blue, 1492, and about a quarter identified Hitler as a munitions maker instead of Germany's chancellor during World War II. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.